Meraki Group adalah sebuah syarikat solusi robotik Malaysia yang telah menandatangani memoranda persefahaman MOU bersama Kementerian Belia dan Sukan Malaysia dalam meningkatkan usaha ke arah pemerkasaan belia dalam pendidikan dan juga kemahiran latihan dalam bidang robotik dan juga pembuatan drone. Dan dalam episod kali ini untuk kita meliti sejauh mana pemerkasaan dalam bidang robotik dan pengeluaran drone di Malaysia dan bagaimana untuk kita lihat lebih mendalam terhadap pelaksanaannya, dan kita akan bawakan tetamu kita. Let's welcome our guest Surya Afandi, Chief Operating Officer of Meraki. I want to say thank you very much for joining us. Maybe we can start with the first question is, what's the story behind Meraki and what's inspired the company to dive deep in the world of the Robotics Academy?
Yeah, hi. Thank you very much for the invitations. I think it's a good opportunity that I think we can share. Sharing what's best that we can actually penetrate our youth. So that is where we comes out. Meraki is a company with having UAV drone and robotic solutions where we are focusing more on agriculture. So we are focusing on agriculture and we are expanding our arm on the academy. So why academy and why we're expanding into education, training and courses? So this is where we are looking at the collaborations with Ministry of Youth and Sports is actually looking into why we are focusing on the youth and how we are bringing the technology along the line that we can get the rollout of industries along the way. Okay. The academy was actually is another branch or another expansions that we're looking at in how we can penetrate on the explorations in terms of educations and in terms of how we can instill the awareness of a new career, which is called drone pilot, right? So part of the courses and what we have, so the collaborations with IKBN or actually Ministry of Sports and Youth is actually looking into the opportunity getting together the industry player and the ministry to get the technology involved in the most of industry, especially focusing in Malaysia as well.
All right. I want to talk about the partnership. How did the dynamic partnership between Meraki and the Ministry of Youth and Sports ignite, and what groundbreaking changes that you foresee for the youth of Malaysia?
I think looking at the current trend, everybody knows youth are focusing more on the gig economy. So aligned with that, we are looking at how we can bring a new forward of technology involvement in terms of career. So that is where the functions of academy being created by Meraki, so that we can look into the changes in terms of bringing the new era or the new revolutions in technology usage in the industry. For example, in this case, when we are dealing with agriculture or plantations, so we are actually coaching the youth or coaching our team to actually using drone in doing the spraying, fertilizing, right? You are doing all the mappings, you can get the technology involved with the better results. And a part of career involvement in terms of new chances to be a drone pilot, so that is where academy looking into to spread the technology across, so that from the gig economy, we are now focusing to the new revolutions of the technology usage.
And we can see that Meraki Academy aims to be inclusive, welcoming participants without specific requirements. Can you share some exciting ways the Academy plans to cultivate interest and professional development in robotics?
Okay. To be honest, when we are looking into qualifications, right, we have a lot of degree holders, we have a lot of diploma holders, we have all the university leavers, right? So they are focusing in a more professional career. They are having a qualification, certifications for them to move forward with the focus in career that they have graduated. So looking into this, Meraki is taking the opportunity on the school leavers. You know, those are the ones that you really don't have, or you are not having an opportunity to further your studies in university, colleges, and in terms of certification. So looking at the skills and talent, that is the main focus that Meraki are looking at. Okay, to build a career. If with the interest and how we can develop that talent to be useful in terms of aligning the technology usage, it's a beautiful career. That's how we make agriculture sexy. Bringing the technology, bringing the youth to the agriculture was a big challenge back then, right? So this is where we brought up the youth, okay, the talents coming down to the agriculture with the use of technology, and they can ease the job. It will increase their productivity. It will increase the knowledge of how they can improve their skills through technology. So that was the main what academy is looking at with the collaborations with the youth, ministry, sports and youth, and also how we can develop better.
Surah, definitely Meraki's academic course offering sounds intriguing. Can you walk us through a few examples and shed some lights how this program is steering Malaysia robotics industry towards its 2030 goals?
Okay, that's a goal to achieve, right? That's how we actually looking at where is the way forward or move forward of Meraki Academy. When we look into how to bring back these youth talent, skills and technology together, the combinations of all bringing us a guarantee. So Meraki came out with the idea of how we can actually bring this to make it a reality, right? So coming into the picture, we actually guaranteed the job. Once completion of the certifications and the training of courses, we will actually come and tag along that the job guaranteed is a main subject that we want to focus on. Because why? Looking at once you've been educated, right? Once you have graduated from the training and courses, if you are not utilizing those has been taught to you, right? It will just gone through away. So this is how we brought an idea that all the participants or who are the trainees, right? When they in, we will give them the job guaranteed, and of course they will come back to their own community. This is an example that we did. For example, we are serving agriculture or plantation in each state, right? For example, we're taking Northern, Kedah, Perak, right? So how we do is, we just train the community along the youth and youngsters in Kedah, Northern and others. Once they are graduated, they have been certified, they will be back to their own states to serve their own community. So parents will be happy, you know, the community develops, right? That's how we actually instill the idea of having not only an education focus, but it's a family-oriented focus with a technology-driven that we actually upskill the talents of the youth.
Definitely, Meraki Academy seems to offer job guarantees and engaging learning experience. Maybe you can unpack how Academy ensures employment opportunities for graduate and plans to tackle real-world challenges through on-job trainings, programs, OJT, programs, post-graduations.
Okay, I think elaborating from the previous sharing, right? When we are looking into how they are continuing their studies or what they have been doing, the knowledge that they have, the experience that they have learned on the academy, this is where we can actually close them into the real on-job training, right? The real world of the plantations, for example, the real world of the telecommunication towers inspections, right? So these on-job trainings will actually improve and actually materialize what they have learned in the classes, all right? So during the courses, during the trainings, this is what they have learned, and we brought them to the real world of the industry so that they can execute, they can implement, and they can actually do the job in the operations so that they can continue on the career from one level to another level.
All right. I'm looking forward. Maybe you can share the roadmap for staying ahead in the ever-changing fields of robotics, education and delivering top-notch learning experiences on the international stage.
When we are talking about technology, I think that is the beauty of it, right? It doesn't stop at one country. It doesn't stop at the only domestic market. It will actually explore to other markets. Meraki, instead of business operations and business expansions, we have gone through to Asia, Alright, we are going through to African market as well. So this is where we tag along academies functions, okay, education's functions, so that we can flow the technology over to other countries, especially international. So this is how we brought our business to global. It's not only talking about the real servicing that we have done for these countries, but we are taking along the education's trainings for their own youth in other countries, right? So for example, in Tanzania, we went to Rwanda and other countries. So this is how we tag along locally in Malaysia. This is how the best practice we have, and this is how we can flow the technology over to international market.
Merakit Academy aims to boost Malaysia technology skills focusing on robotics. How does the Academy plan to use robotics in services, agriculture, manufacturing, and what important contribution does it hope to make in its ambitious effort?
I think looking at the whole industries, okay, drone will be part of what we are learning on technology and robotics, right? We have aerospaces and others. So when we are looking into this, this is the how we looking into the best way of move forward, right? Bringing collaborations with educations, it's instill the interest, all right? We are actually preparing another step level or another stage for our youth. All right, for our youngsters to be the next generations with input of technology usage in robotics, for example. So this is where Malaysia heading, right? I wouldn't deny this is how we are bringing our youth to another level, to another stage, so that when we actually evolve, and this is where the technology world brings the changes to the world.
All right, definitely this is a very good insight. I want to say thank you very much to Surya Afandi, the Chief Operating Officer of Merakit, on sharing how the efforts to boost robotics and even drone sector within the youth. Again, I want to say thank you very much, and definitely we'll see you again. Dan itu adalah perkongsian terakhir yang boleh yang dapat saya kongsikan ketika ini mengenai bagaimana untuk kita memacu kecemerlangan robotik Malaysia dalam kalangan belia. Dan semua perkongsian ini akan kami rangkumkan dalam astrawani.com dan semua platform digital Astro Awani.